I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. According to the American Heart Association, nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, and many don't even know they have it. High blood pressure, or hypertension, is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, vascular disease, and chronic kidney disease. To talk about monitoring and managing blood pressure during the pandemic is Dr. Daniel Lackland. He's a professor of epidemiology, and he's director of translational neurosciences and population studies at MUSC. Dr. Lackland, we're in the middle of a global health crisis with many real-life issues and concerns to contend with. Why is blood pressure something we should also pay attention to as individuals right now?
Almost half of the deaths in the United States, as well as the rest of the world, are associated with hypertension-related conditions. Being able to control hypertension requires being adherent with the therapies that you're being given, but also monitoring your blood pressure.
Is it practical for us to monitor our blood pressure at home? Is that part of the idea during this pandemic?
Indeed it is, and there's a lot of evidence that shows that we can accurately measure the blood pressure and have a blood pressure value that can be used in the clinic to monitor and to manage blood pressure.
And is part of the idea that some people might not be keeping up with their normal medical checkups because of concerns about coronavirus, so they're able to stay on top of their blood pressure at home?
That's indeed absolutely correct. We're being told, don't go out unless it's necessary. This way, with home blood pressure monitoring, we're able to do it and not have to go out and expose ourselves.
If we buy one of these home blood pressure monitors and we're checking our blood pressure a couple times a week or perhaps daily, the idea is that we then have important information to pass along to our care provider as needed or perhaps at checkup times. And then also, if we see a trend of high blood pressure, we report this change to our doctor immediately.
That's absolutely correct.
And what is a good, healthy blood pressure? And then what is high blood pressure?
The ideal blood pressure is typically 120 over 80. 130 is considered to start to be the elevated blood pressure. And so you want to be less than 130.
And what about treatment of high blood pressure? Are there effective treatments for people that do have high blood pressure?
There are good therapies that we know that we can get blood pressures down if you're being asked to do pharmacological therapy. There's also non-pharmacological therapy, and that's your lifestyle. That's eating less salt, eating more fruits and vegetables, getting exercise, not smoking.
And then once we get our blood pressure down through these various means, our risk factor for these diseases we talked about, that goes down also.
Absolutely. The higher your blood pressure, the greater the risk. Said in a more positive way, the lower the blood pressure, the lower the risk. You can actually look at your blood pressure and realize that you've reduced your risk of having a stroke, having heart failure, having heart disease, and having kidney disease.
Dr. Lackland, thanks for providing this information about hypertension.
Certainly my pleasure to be here.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.